sacrifice a round and over.
Okay, Baker, give us your map reference.
No way, last time I did those fucking climb ones, we're under half my platoon. Over.
Hold your position and we'll send in reinforcements. Over.
No time for that. We're completely fucked. Over.
No obscenities over the radio, Captain. You know the regulations. Over.
Oh, I'm so very fucking sorry. See you in hell, motherfucker. Over and out.
Tank, how many rounds you got left?
Oh, about 50 or 60.
I'm about the same.
How about you, Charlie?
Can't talk right now. Lofty pain.
Well, I sure wish you had a slow down on my weed. You fucked that order. Well, guys, this is it. We either surrender and take it up the ass, or we go out on the ways of glory.
Nice knowing you, Chief. So, you too, Sprocket.
That goes for me, too.
Likewise, we'll go out with a bang, fellas.
Yeah, let's give him a real fright. Fuck him over.
Hey, what's that over there? Christ almighty, someone running through him.
Die, you dick motherfucker!
Holy shit! Who the fuck is that?
Fuck you, and I'll die!
What the fuck is that?
New septic tanks can come out now. Skippy the killer kangaroo has monstered the gooks. Hey, any of you blokes got a joint and a nice cold beer?
Holy moly. Whoever you are, you can have the biggest, sweetest joint right now.
Ah, thanks. Got a light? Yeah, the acid and speedball cocktail's leveling off a bit. I'm gonna need to get my edge up. These VC might come back from the dead. You just never know. I had this VC, he wouldn't lie down and die, you know. I emptied a whole clip in him and he just kept on coming, the fucker. So I skewered him a couple of times with a pig sticker and that quieted him down quite a lot.
I'm real sorry to interrupt the speed rap, but who the fuck are you?
I'm Knucklehead Pete. Nice puff, man.
Local, is it? We like it. Anyway, where you from?
I lost my patrol about two clicks back over the ridge. We stopped for a rest. Went behind this tree for a shit just as the acid and speed was kicking in. Fuck me. I dropped this monster fart. Then all hell broke loose. For a second there, I thought it was my fart that was blowing the platoon away. But we were being ambushed by the VC. I hid inside the tree. Fuck me, it was ripe. Someone ought to shoot the caterers. It was a right old pig shoot. They took them all out. Those that were still breathing, the bastard's pig stuck. I guess they were aiming to do the same to you guys. I followed them, bided my time, and when I was really flying, I hit them. As you know, end of story.
Well, thank fuck you did. We're just about to go over the top and go out in style. Thanks a lot for what you did. You must have chrome-plated balls.
Thank Mr. Owsley for his excellent acid, and the US medics for the speed. We buy it by the kilo.
Where's your CO and base?
All dead, I guess. Last I heard, they got whacked. About 8 hours ago, I guess. Got a transmission asking for our coordinates. That's it. Hard to say when you're stoned. Then nothing.
Wow, Chainsaw, I'll call in and let them know we're still around.
Yeah, okay. Where are you from, Knucklehead?
Sydney, Australia. I was a biker. Well, I still am. I rode alone. Sometimes with the lone wolves. But I mainly rode alone. Better that way. No one pushing me around.
Funny you say that. We ride too. We have a place in Colorado, up in the Rockies. Small town truck stop. Whole house out the back and the bike fix-it shop around the side.
Cool.
Well, what are your plans after you get out?
Well, I can't go back to Oz. The cops want me for not paying alimony on drug deals. Plus, I shot one for trying to steal my bike. So I joined the army, and 2 weeks later, I was over here shooting gooks. I guess I'll have to hide out here in a whorehouse or try and get to Cambodia or maybe even get a list of the states. I don't know. Haven't figured that out yet.
Well, when does your tour finish?
Today. This is the last day, and I was going to go out in a blaze of glory. Maybe I can make it across the border, I don't know, and get a lift to states, as I say, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, you can join us. This is our last week. We don't have a gang, but we ride and we have a good business going, bringing in good dollars. We joined up to do our bit. Fuck knows why. Seemed like a good idea at the time, eh, guys?
Blame Sprocket. Well, fuck you. We lost a toss, that's all, and here we are.
Well, we had a small bet going.
Oh, right. Join you guys. Well, I guess it sounds pretty cool. You got good roads in the States, I hear.
Right in one, and the cutest halls this side of Jackson. You saved our sorry asses, and this is your payback.
I haven't got a bike and spend all my pay on drugs and booze. But I've got a few hundred grand back in Sydney from, you know, various little excursions and deals and things I've done. And that's safe in the bank.
I can't see a problem.
And how do I get through the US processing?
I got it. Take Charlie's dog tags. He had no family back home and now he's got no head, so no recognition problem.
And all the platoon is dead save us three, so who's to know?
Well, let's do it. We'll get his passport and ID, and when we get back, we'll change the photo. The photography sergeant owes me a big favor.
Alpha Company, Alpha Company, come in. Alpha Company, come in. Alpha Company, are you still there?
Yeah, we're still here. Alpha Company here. Over.
Yeah, guys, chopper's on the way. We'll be there in about 5-10 minutes. Okay, over.
Well, let's do it.
Grab the tags and swap the uniforms. He's about your size.
Oh, fuck. Brain, blood, and bone. Ugh, yuck.
Well, what do you know? I didn't know he had any.
That's okay. It'll wash. Anyway, who was he?
Well, he was in our tent, and he used to ride with us sometimes. Charlie was a loner, but a good guy.
Oh, poor Charlie.
Well, here comes the chopper. Roger, our position is by the open clearing.
Is the area clean?
Spotless.
Okay, coming in.
Through the US processing like shit through a needle. We're all mustered out and we are here.
You guys, Chainsaw, Sprock and Knucklehead and Tank, I was told to deliver these here chopper motorbikes.
That's right. Here are our IDs and one for our good friend Knucklehead.
What the?
This hog belongs to you as a token of our appreciation for saving our sorry asses. After all, you are, as far as the US of A is concerned, you're Charlie, so here it is, Charles Knucklehead Wilson, Charlie's bike.
Wow, I don't know what to say.
Well, just you ride it, that's all. That's all you gotta do. That's what Charlie would have wanted. You're with us now, and as far as we're concerned, after what you did for us back in, this is small pickings.
Okay, ladies, saddle up and let's go home.
Hey, Bear. It's the sheriff from the slaves. I wonder what baby you're wanting.
Guess I guess. Maybe some pussy.
Nah, they would have drove round back.
Best I find out. One thing's for sure. He ain't getting another nickel above the usual payoff. Hi, Sheriff. Nice company you're keeping these days. Gas?
Nah, just your business.
What do you mean? It ain't my business. And we've done all the business we're going to do with you. You'll have to wait till Chainsaw gets back.
Are you fucking deaf? You just gave your fucking business to the slaves.
Well, it ain't my business. It belongs to my brother, Sprocket and Tank, so you can all fuck off. You get your cut, Sheriff, and be happy with that.
Well, I don't know, Bear. Spit here is gonna give me twice what you give me, and free whores as many as I like. So, I guess you's out of the running, boy.
Well, then, you're right out of luck, Sheriff, because you have to prize this place from my cold, dead hands.
That's the idea.
Well, Spit, you're a man of few words. Now I have a whole load of forms to fill in. Why did you have to go whack him? All we had to do was serve him with a warrant for those outstanding parking fines, and I could have put him away for about 2 years. The fucking senator is gonna be pissed. No killing, he said.
He was irritating me, droning on and on. So let's get on with it.
Bob, you get your ass over here.
Why did you go and do that? This is Chainsaw's brother. You know when he comes back, you're all dead. You know, shut the fuck up. You're all as good as dead. You're working for us now, so here's the deal. You keep working as before, but now the money comes to us, or you'll join this piece of shit, okay? We've dealt with those other three. Ain't that right, Spit? It seems like I don't have much choice.
No, you don't. Ha ha. Just like these two fairies here. I'm leaving them to help out and keep an eye on the girls. And they won't spend all day fucking them because they're queer. You ought to give them a try. We all have. I personally prefer the blonde. Slag, go get the girls. So, Bob, here's the deal. We'll come around each Friday to the snake pit with the takings. Oh, and we'll be replacing your whores with our old worn-out ones, okay? We need a fresh batch down there. And we'll know if you try to screw us, Bob.
Yeah, yeah, and then I'll be around, Bob.
Ah, shut up, Clyde. Ah, our little lovelies.
Line up, you whores, and make your new moan.
Bob? Fuck you!
Okay, you fucking whores. You get your sorry asses up in the pickup. You're working for us now, and your ass belongs to the slaves. And that goes for the rest of you. You one step out of line, and we'll kill you all. And remember, you two fairies, we know where your granny lives.
Yeah, yeah. We got it.
The meat wagon is on its way to clean up the mess, so get the body inside and out of sight.